Hello, my name is Natalia Ortiz and I'm calling from Mitchell Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events, and this number was collected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we are not selling anything. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, a Republican, something else?
Republican.
Thank you. As things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, rarely vote?
Always vote.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you please tell me your age?
62.
Thank you. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African American, sorry, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
Black.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
The state in the wrong direction.
Thank you. In the election for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for a Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I reach each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, of somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay, just let me know. Here's the first one. Rick Scott. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
What about the National Rifle Association?
No, I didn't hear that. Which one?
Sorry, the National Rifle Association?
Unfavorable.
Would you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Yes, somewhat.
What about Greg Paul?
Who's that again?
Sorry, Greg Paul?
I don't know that.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
What about the Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
Favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable.
What about Planned Parenthood?
Favorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very.
What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
What about Walt Disney World?
Very favorable.
What about Anna Kamani?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the job Anna Kamani is doing as a state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. And if the election for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Kamani? Probably vote
yes.
To re-elect her.
I would definitely vote to re-elect her.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If the election for the United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Mocassel Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
The Democrat.
Thank you. If the election for a state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Anna Eskamani.
As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
I would vote yes for that amendment.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? I am going to read a list of options and you can tell me which one is your best option. Reducing the cost of insurance, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, making housing more affordable, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, passing common sense gun safety legislation, creating jobs and improving wages, protecting our air and water, fighting crime and protecting the public, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, improving our public schools, or another one?
So I think the insurance, the rising cost of insurance.
Okay, thank you. And which is the most important issue?
The rising cost of insurance.
Thank you. Give me just 1 second to pick that one. Okay, we have another question. It says, and which is the next most important issue before the one that you just said? I am going to read the options again. Lowering inflation, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, making housing more affordable.
The rising cost of healthcare.
Thank you. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? Expanding and modernizing public transportation, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, reducing traffic congestion, lowering the burden of property taxes, or another one?
Lowering property taxes.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Spending and modernizing public transportation, improving our public schools, creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, reducing traffic congestion, or another?
Improving public schools.
Thank you so much. Now I am going to read a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. First one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this were all you knew about the candidate. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community, or a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators?
The first one. I think the first one I vote for.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children? A candidate who opposes political censorship laws coming from, out of Tallahassee that puts politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education?
The first one. I don't know.
Thank you. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out? Or a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases?
Number two.
Thank you so much. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections? Or a candidate who says the Democratic Party is a part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country?
I like the first one.
Thank you so much. Now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for state representative. Assuming that each...
Hold on a second, please. How much longer? Because I got something to do.
And sorry, we are almost done. We are 48 complete.
All right. Let's get it done.
Okay. I will be fast. Sorry. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it would be to vote for the candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. During the pandemic, Anne Scamani gave up her salary to help those who were struggling to receive unemployment benefits and personally negotiated with landlords to keep constitutions from being evicted.
Strongly agree.
Anne Scamani fought to give our schools an additional $200 million to ensure teachers are paid fairly and have the resources they need.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Greg Poole will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our community. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or don't know?
Not convincing.
Thank you. Greg Poole will fight to protect the Second Amendment on a false attempt to strip our constitutional freedom and our right to defend ourselves. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or don't know?
Don't know.
Thank you. While other politicians rubber stamp rate increases and bail out poorly run insurance companies, Anne Scamani has stood up to insurance companies who are constantly raising our auto and property insurance premiums to maximize their profits. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or don't know?
Very convincing.
Greg Poole believes our police officers are important for public safety and that radical ideas like defund the police are a danger to our community. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, or don't know?
Very convincing.
Anne Scamani can still remember her parents working 7 days a week to pay the bills and keep food on the table. Today, it's even harder for families. Anna will fight to stop the corruption and corporate greed that drives up the cost of living.
Very convincing.
With the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, and allowing states like Florida to ban abortion, we need Anne Scamani in the legislature to fight for a women's right to an abortion, birth control, IVF, and other care.
Very convinced.
Thank you. Now let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative, assuming that each of the following statements is accurate. Please tell me if this will
take you... Hold on. I have to go now. So I can't do this anymore. I've done pretty much so. I got to go.
I'm so sorry. We are 87%. This is the last piece. Can you please?
That's not good enough. It should have been 90. That's fine. All right. Have a good day.
I'm so sorry. Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.